Earth and Sky.
The grid that you look at today hasn't changed much, really, in the last 50 years.
You're listening to Carl Imhoff, an electrical engineer with the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. He's talking about the network of hundreds of thousands of miles of transmission lines that send electricity from power plants to consumers. In 2009, U.S. President Barack Obama pledged $3 billion in U.S. stimulus funding to transform this old electric grid into a smart grid.
The revolution is underway now. It's getting broad communication, sensing, and controls pervasive throughout the entire grid system, such that it's a full two-way communication activity.
For example, more consumers are seeing new meters, called smart meters, installed that allow instant communication between home and utility company.
Smart meter basically is just a two-way communication to the meter, so that no one has to get in the truck to come read the meter. They can just read it from the central office. And if the consumer's home loses power, they would be able to identify that immediately from the central office.
What's more, Imhoff said appliances used in one's homes are being developed to communicate remotely with the smart meter, so that if you forget to turn off the heat or AC when you leave for work, the smart meter and appliances can be programmed to turn off and save money. More science interviews at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.